Next topic is one that's probably going to make some guys out there squirm a little bit, maybe a little sick to your stomach, maybe cringe, but it's something you need to hear, and it's something you need to act on as we check in with our resident expert. We're talking testicular cancer.
Yeah, Dr. Brent Sharp is here at Georgia Urology. Dr. Brent, you doing well today?
I'm doing great. Good morning, guys. How are y'all today?
Hey, we're doing great as well. Testicular cancer, well, no guy ever wants to hear those two words. I don't want to hear about somebody else, themselves, or anything else as far as that goes. What are we talking about cases per year?
There's about 20,000 cases per year, and the reason I thought we'd talk about this is because the past couple months I've heard or either seen some cases, and some guys tend to ignore this because you're right. They don't want to hear this. They get really scared, and they shouldn't. So I thought we'd just do a little information about that to hopefully reassure them.
All right. Bill, you got the first question?
I was going to say, so how do you know? I mean, is this like a painful condition? Do you suddenly have pain and it comes on? I mean, I'm not really familiar with it.
Yeah, actually, it's not. Most people just find this in the shower or with some exam or sometimes found by a partner. And this typically doesn't have a lot of pain. Patients know it's there because they can feel it. The testicle will typically be firm and hard, somewhat irregular. But it's not usually a minor thing that they notice. And it comes on pretty quickly. And a lot of guys will think, well, maybe this is infection. It'll get better because such a sudden onset. But again, it doesn't have the pain. It doesn't have the fever you would have with an infection. And then, again, a lot of guys just delay it because, like I said, they don't want to come in. And then when they do come in, we find it. But usually the cure rates are very good. So that's a good blessing in this, this type of cancer.
Yeah, I'm seeing that written here. I want you to tell our listeners what that cure rate is because it is excellent, actually.
Yeah, actually, I mean, that's very, very good. About 95 to 98% of people are cured with testicular cancer. Now, again, as I've said on the show before, we don't use the term cure in medicine because it's always a possibility of recurrence, but it's very, very low. And what I tell my patients to reassure them, whether you agree or disagree with the way Lance Armstrong lived his personal life, he had testicular cancer. He had it in his, he had more than a softball size mass in his belly. Had it in his chest, and he also had mets in his brain. And I believe he won two or three Tour de France's after treatment.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a great cure, a great outcome. And the key is, like I said, just come in. If you see that, get evaluated.
So how is it treated?
Typically, it all starts with removal, and that's why a lot of guys won't come because they don't want to have that part of their body. Nobody wants any part of their body removed, but especially that part in young men because this occurs in 20 to 40-year-old men, sometimes as low as 15. So they're very apprehensive. They don't talk about their health care a lot. So we end up removing it, but what you can do at the same time is you can put a prosthesis in, so cosmesis and everything looks the same. Usually, a lot of times that's all you need. There are some times where you need either a very short course of one or two doses of chemotherapy, which is very mild. Sometimes you need radiation, and sometimes there is other surgeries, but those are pretty uncommon. I wouldn't call them rare, but uncommon.
Let me ask you this. You mentioned like with a partner, and I'm sure wives come into play with this, do they not? I mean, and encouragement and getting this done and no, you're not waiting and these kind of things because I know how we guys are.
Yes, actually, that's exactly what just happened here recently. And, you know, he didn't say something in the beginning and then finally did mention something. His wife told him to run to the run to the doctor. And we did and took care of it within a few days because, again, this is a high turnover cancer. It can tend to grow pretty quickly, especially in the scrotal area. So it's usually not something that people miss. They know about it. We just want to let them know, hey, look, go get evaluated. Cure rates are excellent. This is not something that should really, really overtly concern you. I tell patients, if you can't pick skin cancer, testicular cancer is what you want.
Okay.
We talk on this show.
But
if you got to pick one.
Yeah,
if you had to pick. Yeah, no, not that you're going to.
It's a way of explaining what we're talking about. Yeah. Hey, Dr. Brent, before you go, but this could be determined in just your yearly medical checkup too, right?
Right. I mean, that's, again, you should get it at physical exam every year. The U.S. Preventative Task Force actually in 2011 recommended against patients doing self-exams. My problem with that study is they didn't look at what it would truly cost to treat somebody if you didn't. Their analogy was all these men came to the doctor because they thought they felt something and they didn't feel anything, and it was a waste of a doctor visit. One of the studies I read, so you waste $150 to see the doctor tell you it's benign. If you don't, it costs as much as $48,000 to treat it.
I'm willing to pay the $150 out of my pocket to know I've got peace of mind. Now, but the cure rate, as you say, we don't like to say cure, as you mentioned, but right. Is there a chance down the road that it could show up again in somewhere else? Do you have to have a continual blood check, or how do you follow up after treatment?
Right. There's two things that we do. We do some x-rays, and we also do some blood work. Testicular cancer also has some really good markers that we can test in the bloodstream if you're one of those patients that has it to start with, elevation to start with. So there are some good ways we can follow it. We do follow it for a period of time. Recurrence rates do, recurrence does occur, but thank goodness it's very low after the initial treatment, because we're pretty aggressive up front and, like I said, either doing surgery and that's all we need, or we know whether we need one dose of chemotherapy and or radiation, those kind of things. So,
all right. Well, good information for us here. And sometimes we guys, you're right. I notice most of these topics you bring up, Dr. Brent, usually it's guys don't do this, women do this, women help your men. So we're getting the message here. I hope that thanks a lot to what you do there.
I appreciate it, and I appreciate you helping with that, because, like I said, as I tell patients, it's always better to know than not know.
Absolutely.
Not know is not the right answer.
I agree.
That's right. Georgia Urology, how do people find out more about it? They've got a lot of locations. You're at the one in Braselton, right?
Yeah, we actually have – I'm actually two locations.
That's
I'm
right,
at the Braselton location and the Gainesville location. Yes, we do have 30 locations throughout the metro Atlanta area. They can look at our website, gaurology.com for Georgia Urology. Our phone number, if they want to call us, is 678-205-8387. And again, just thank you guys for what you do and helping getting out us guys to do what we need to do.
Well, listen, we really appreciate you. You bring the topics to us. Otherwise, we're just stumbling in the dark, my friend. So we appreciate what you do. And Georgia Urology is a great company, great group of folks. And I appreciate you multitasking between Gainesville and Braselton. That's good, too. I forget you're such the multitasker here.
Wow. Well, efficiency is my pathology, but I would like to say one thing. We are having a free men's health seminar on the 29th, which is in a couple days, and that's going to be at the Braselton Hospital at 6 o'clock, and that is for men to come out and learn a little bit about men's health. It's open to the public. It's free.
Okay.
Appreciate you letting me talk about that.
Oh, that's my kind of price here, free. So do they need to register or just come by?
There is a number they can register if they go to our website, and they can register, but if not, just show up. We'll let you in the door.
Okay.
We still won't charge you.
Georgia Urology wants you there. So does Dr. Brent Sharp. Dr. Brent, always a pleasure having you aboard, my friend. Have a great weekend and a good 4th.
Have a great day. Thank you. Bye-bye.